I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Back in the days, 14 years, going up, London time, yes, no fears. Went on a vacay, yes, it was a teaser. Later found out she was going to Ibiza. Pump hopes didn't know what's good, till I went down to San Anhood. Met this chick, she was DTF. Music so loud that I nearly went deaf.
Thank you so much, James Kennedy, for that wonderful intro. We really appreciate your rapping. Everybody, welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Courtney from LA.
And this is Mary from the Bay. We are 1 month into this podcast.
Happy anniversary. Is this like a milestone? Should we start accepting sponsors now?
I can't wait for Diffy Eyewear and Flat Tummy Tea to find me.
Sugar Bear Hair, we will return your emails, guys. We know you've been waiting on us.
Well, this week, our emotional intelligence was tested.
Mm-hmm.
We are also Team James Kennedy. I hate to say it, but it's true.
Yeah, mate.
Harry Hamlin. He filled our tummies and stole our hearts this week. And in a week that was a little bit Dole, we needed some hope, and Kyle Cook was the shining star once again.
Ugh, love him.
Tom, how was your, how's your week slash weekend, Court?
Mary, I'm so glad you asked, because one, it's just really nice of you. Two, I was in Florida this past week and visiting some family, and on day two, they failed to mention, Florida's a really big state, I have no idea where I was. They failed to mention that I was only 25 minutes from Clearwater, aka the home of Scientology. So obviously, I made them take me there because I needed to see the flag now.
Leah Remini would be so proud.
She would be so proud. I thought maybe she would be there doing, you know, season two of Leah Remini, The Aftermath, but she wasn't. So I happened to actually drive down, and so I pulled over. My mom's like, oh, should we go inside? Clearly, you haven't seen the show, Mom. We'll never leave. But I took pictures of the flag. I did a little thumbs up, and then I took a video, and I drove around the building. It is like its own mini mall. They have a parking structure. They have a hotel connected to the main thing. They have a church down the street. I saw some Sea Org members. My mom, thinking that the windows were tinted, started driving about, oh, no joke, 3 miles per hour, just idling by them and staring. And I was like, please go. Please
she's
go.
Like, where's Tom Cruise?
Yeah, she's like, oh, what are you guys doing here? Getting paid 15 cents an hour?
Christy Alley, are you in there?
John Travolta, are you gay? What did the audit say? It was just a really good weekend, and that was definitely the highlight. How was your weekend?
That sounds like a special experience.
Oh, you have no idea. I mean, I wish I could go into more detail, but I spent literally less than 5 minutes because I thought that they were either going to, one, kill me, or two, I was going to become a Scientologist.
Join the cult.
Yeah.
Well, I had my big crab feed event. It was a major success, and what I learned this weekend is, doesn't matter how old I get, I'll still party like a rock star, because these parents, they sure showed me a good time. Let's just say that.
That makes me so happy. I won't ask for details. That'll be another podcast again. But Real Housewives of Marin County still lives on, right?
Exactly.
Perfect. All right, let's just get into it. Let's start with The Bachelor this week. I'm over this season. I say this every season, but Nick is overproducing everything, and his lisp was in high, I can't even think of the word. It was just so apparent this week. And as I listen back to our podcast, I think I'm Nick. I think I've developed a lisp by watching him on The Bachelor. And if all 12 viewers could, or listeners could let me know, I think I have a lisp now, and I think it's really bad. And now I am now the Nick of the podcast.
I still don't hear the lisp on either of you.
He's like, oh, hey, Rachel, should we stand here and make out, or should we go see Café du Monde and get some beignets? Like, it's like,
oh my God, when they were eating the beignets, it was just like,
cute or no?
No, that was not cute.
She's like, oh, it was so cute. He had powder all over his face. I'm like, all right, Scarface, chill.
Thinking it was like, oh my gosh, she like has cocaine everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I feel like Michelle Pfeiffer right now. What a dream.
That date, I mean, sure, adorable. I mean, she is hands down Final Four. He's already talking about meeting the parents.
She's the next Bachelorette for sure, because we both know he's not going to pick her, but he's going to take her far. And she's
pretty charming.
She's way too put together for this show. A lot of these girls are. Like, really put together.
Is she actually a lawyer? I mean, maybe she's a paralegal. We don't know.
Okay. But her dad's a judge, so I wouldn't put it past her to actually be a lawyer. I think she is. I think she's cute. I think she's a real cute. I had this conversation with a friend the other day about that she's not the most attractive girl in that cast, but she has a good personality, and she's, like, a real cute. Like, you would never – like, you might not feel threatened by her. But she's real. I like her. I'm into it.
Yeah, I'll give it to her. She's going to be top four. Yes. Let's talk about the group date in the haunted house.
This was
May.
Oh my gosh, this was so stupid. I wanted to fast forward through the whole thing. And Nick being like, oh, do you guys think it's real? Oh, should we play a Ouija board? It's like, no.
I love a good old fashioned.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I enjoy
haunted house. I love Ouija board. I love pretending like I'm a witch. And I love ghosts.
Yeah, but this is the problem, is you can't be like, oh, is May here? And then they the light shut off. Like, yeah, come on.
You can't be like Jasmine and put on May's hat and then the
chandelier
the statue,
falls.
The chandelier falls and then the statue's missing.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh my God, I put her hat on. It's like, okay, you're cursed forever. You're cursed forever.
But no, they made Jasmine a believer.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. But I think there's actual more scary, like, haunted houses, and I think that was too overproduced. And I don't know if he was, like, trying to be, like, Captain, like, Suavemente and, like, you know, oh, girls, don't worry. But it was stupid. I wasn't scared at all. I don't think any of them were scared either, except for Danielle M., where she, like, screamed bloody murder at one point. I'm like, you're joking, right? This is not scary.
And then she got the rose. I'm like, she's so boring. But I think he appreciates her because she's from Wisconsin. She's a nurse.
Waukesha? Like, Waukesha, Wisconsin?
Yeah, Waukesha. Getting back to Waukesha. But, I mean, he could take her home and everything would be hunky-dory.
Yeah, but she's never going to challenge him, so I don't think she's long. I think other Danielle is going to last a little bit longer, but I'm okay with the
That's my other. So I have Rachel in my top four, her, and, well, I think that, so we had the Corinne Taylor 2-on-1 date.
Mm-hmm.
We battled between emotional intelligence versus maturity.
Which, I don't think Taylor knows the definition of emotional intelligence, but it was one of the most frustrating things to hear that over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And over.
Well, okay, the problem with Taylor is, like, she is breaking under the social experiment that is The Bachelor. She was literally unraveling and becoming such a ratchet bitch that
she was no fun on that date. It's like, you
exactly, like, Nick was so done. Like, there was nothing charming about her, flirty about her. She was way too serious. She had resting bitch face. He was like, laters, baby.
Again, 50 Shades Darker coming out February 13th.
February 14th.
14th, thank you. Yeah, I just, it was, okay, maybe I also have something against emotional intelligence. I once had a boss tell me that I have no emotional intelligence. And so this episode hit a nerve, hit hearing it over and over again. And I was like, we got it. We got it. So yeah, I'm a team Corinne on this because don't tell me we don't have emotional intelligence. We're going to be just fine.
The highlight of this show was, for me, was Corinne prepping for the date. She had her bubble bath.
Oh.
Her face mask.
That was great.
Her champs with the biggest champagne glass I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
Room service and the amount of food she was eating. She's such a disgusting eater. And I also think she's gained weight on the show. Her face is getting puffy.
Yeah. And then it's like juxtaposed with Corinne and or not Corinne with
Taylor.
And she's like meditating
and candles.
It's like, get out of
and Taylor's
here.
Skinny.
Yeah, I don't even care. She's a butterface to me. She can get out of here. I was so happy that, spoiler, he eliminated her on that 2-on-1. And then I always find it funny when these, like, contestants come back and they're like, I have to tell him the truth. Like,
yeah.
He will never figure it out if it's not for me. And it's like, Taylor, you did enough. That's why you were eliminated. Like, just leave.
Well, we have the be continued. And I think that they're both going home.
So I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Because I think that I had listened to an interview with Ben, and I don't think that they would send, after they give somebody a rose, I don't think that they could take it away. So unless Corinne leaves on her own volition, like, I can't imagine that Nick takes that rose away from her. Plus, he's not letting her leave before they have sex.
No, I think Corinne, that's her last episode. Because in the previews it said, I can't believe he let two of them go on the 2-on-1.
Maybe there's another 2-on-1 next week.
Well, I guess we'll find out because this season has been boring, so we have to move on.
Okay, let me just go on one point with this. The problem I have with this season and with Nick too is you can look at it as a pro or a con, so I'll let you decide on it. Nick really seems like he's literally just dating each girl. He has, like, a personal relationship with each girl. And so what I find weird is, like, you know, when he's making out with other girls in front of other people, or he's, like, all in on this date and he's talking about meeting their parents. Like, I think he thinks he literally has a future with all of these girls. And he's in a relationship with every single one of them.
Well, so, he is.
I know, but more than normal. That's what the show. I don't think he separates. Like, I think he's just, like, all in, and he's like, this, if this is it, I'm going to go 100, like, 0 to 100 with all of these people. You're not into it. Okay, fine. Let's move on. All right.
Okay, let's go down to Vanderpump Rules. James Kennedy killed it this week with his residency.
Oh, at the study, which I'm pretty sure is at this place called Hemingway's on Hollywood, and I've been there before, and it is, it's a treat. And, you know, I felt really bad for him. First off, we've seen what who raised him, and that mom is nuts. She is crazy.
No, I mean, her wishing Kristen to be barren, that's a new level of hatred. And to say it out loud, no.
Like, not even out loud, but on camera, so that it's brought, you know, it's just, it's like, I think that Kristen hates Ariana so much, and then I'm like, there's no way she can't hate James. Like, James' mom is the worst. She has to hate her so much. And the fact is, Stassi, like, released some information saying that James' mom robbed a bank and stole money from Kristen to get Botox. I mean, the mom's unhinged. I think that's easy to say.
She's a new level of trash.
Like, is that the reason that they're getting divorced, is because she went a little crazy, or has she always been this crazy?
I mean, anyone that wishes someone barren is...
Yeah, Mama Kennedy, she needs to chill. And then it was like funny too, because then they switch over to the scenes with Jax and Brittany and Snooki, and it was like...
Her tan this episode, it's worse. It's worse. It's darker.
Is it darker, or is the frosted lipstick lighter? It's horrible. Like, what's going on? I mean, and that scene was so uncomfortable. It's like, Jax, why are you starting this fight? It's so weird. He's like, leaves the house. He starts a fight. My mom, if he did that and walked back in the house, my mom would slap him across the face and tell me that I'm leaving with her and I'm moving out of that apartment. Like, that guy is such a dick.
Why does he think that he is completely supporting Brittany? Like, she has a job.
I don't know. And it's also like, if you live
in a one bedroom apartment in freaking West Hollywood, like, how much are they paying max? $1,500?
Probably like $2,000. It's pretty expensive for one bedroom here. But regardless of, it's like, you cannot offer to pay for everything and then use it against people. That's not how it works. Like, mm-hmm. If he's going to complain about that all the time, then he needs to tell Brittany, like, unless you want to pay, I need you to make me a turkey sandwich every day.
Well, I'm concerned that she's going to lose her sponsorship from Flat Tummy Tea because it's not working.
Well, I'm sure she could she can support the doctor that did her boob job, because those things are flying high. Flying high. Okay. I was dying, like, why they're trying to throw Lisa into any of these episodes, right? So they're like, oh, we got to get Lisa Vanderpump in on this episode. So let's have her and Katie and Peter and one of the cooks paint the walls for a minute with this lilac paint and not take off any of the paintings or, like, the fixtures of the lights. Like, it was, that scene was so annoying. I don't know why. I just got really annoyed at it. And I was just thinking that this is one of the ugliest paint colors I've ever seen that was being painted over another ugly paint color. And I just, I know they have to fit her
Lisa
in.
Lisa needs to be in the show way less.
Way less. Like, it's okay. Your name is in the title. You're going to be just fine. You're an executive producer. You don't need to be there. Stick to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's where you're doing well.
Right. Wait. My favorite part of this whole episode was the prenup. And I'm thinking the whole time, I go, what the hell are they going to get a prenup for? I go, what do they have that they're trying to, you know, keep separate? Save?
Obviously the sweatpants.
I mean, they have nothing.
Do you think it was $200,000 she had in her checking account, or literally $200?
No, it was $200.
And she has $4,700 in her savings, and mm-hmm. she has more than Tom does, and yet it costs $2,000 to get the prenup. It's just like...
I guarantee they probably didn't get a prenup because there was nothing to write about.
But not even except that. It's the, like, dogs. I don't know if anybody is, like, good at math, but when you're paying half of your savings to get the prenup, like, I feel like maybe we should invest our money elsewhere, you know? Just thinking.
They thought a prenup was to divide the money that they make together, I think.
Yeah, but the best part was, is, like, leading up to that is when, you know, they're Sheena's visiting Ariana, like, riding horses, which nobody cares about, but...
Wait, I liked that as a fellow horseman.
Oh, okay.
I mean, horse woman.
Okay. Well, you know,
agree that horse was gorgeous.
Okay, yeah, it's a pretty horse, but like, Ariana's like, take the stick out of your ass. Like, you are so
body.
Well, yeah, I'll take that, and I'll take her face. She's gorgeous, and she's like a great, but she's got a horrible personality. Maybe it's too much like mine, and I just see in other people what I hate about myself.
Well, how do you think? I think they're a very odd couple.
He's obsessed with her.
What's not to be?
But, like, obsessed where he's like, isn't she just such a great writer? Oh, my God. Ariana's drunk and she's eating a steak. Wow. She ate Tom's ass steak. Like, wow. She's so great. And it's like.
Because she's so much better than Kristen. It's such a huge step up.
Yeah.
And he was with her for, like, 7 years.
Yeah. But it's like, okay, like, you know, relax. You guys live together. Like, you got her.
Yeah.
You got her. And I appreciate the obsession with her, but it's like, take it down a notch. The viewers get it. You love your girlfriend. But what I was going to say about that is Sheena's like, I don't even know why they would get a prenup. Like, oh my God, I would never have asked Shay to. And it's like, spoiler alert, you guys are getting a divorce in T-minus 3 months. And she just was like, and Sheena is like grasping at straws too, because all she's like trying to do now is get involved in other people's business because her marriage is falling apart. Like,
she's trying to stir the pot. She's trying to so hard.
Yeah, it's like between last
week. You're not Shannon Bador.
But between like last week of being like, oh, I'm surprised you guys are still together. And this week when she's like, ooh, let's go to his DJ set and ruin his life. It's like, first off, James left all of you alone. He was hypnotized. So, you know, he was in a calm state, and then you guys decide to show up to ruin his DJ set. It's so rude. No,
that was like a full new level of low.
Yeah, so when Gigi and Ellie show up to this, it's like, girls, you're never going to be on the show for anything more than a James Kennedy hookup.
Yeah, they're gross.
They're gross.
But, I mean, can you imagine in your life, you are going to go out of your way to show up at someone's performance and try to ruin it and make them look bad.
It's so
like,
weird.
This is your goal, to make someone feel bad.
You know, it's West Hollywood. It's Hollywood, baby. You got to get where you can, how you can. But it's like,
I feel so bad about myself.
Gigi brings a bag of clothes with her that she's like, here, James, here's your shirt. It's like, I don't know. What are you trying to prove? And she's.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then when after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
And she's talking to Raquel and she's like, oh, you know, he cheated on you. It's like, what do you care? What do you care that that happened? Who cares? Maybe she knows about it and she's okay with it because they have an agreement that she gets to be on TV and he gets to look like he's normal.
Yeah.
Who knows? Like, I just, and then she, and it's like, if you're gonna slap.
But you can tell, like, he is denying it, but you can just tell in his mannerisms and the Ouai he looks, like, he's like,
he's like, oh, shit, fuck,
these
mate.
Girls are like, here.
These like, girls I are trying to ruin my them. Life. This is thirsty. Like, yeah, it's just, you know, but if she's gonna slap him, like, commit to the slap.
Yeah,
you don't get to half-ass something. And she
had a horrible slap,
and my,
but then he's so aggressive, he'll be like, you're ugly. You're like, wait, what? Yeah. Yeah,
it's like, also really mean. Also, James, you still fucked her.
Yeah.
So even
you
if
you fucked an ugly girl, yeah, and you're admitting it.
Yeah. So even if you think that about her, like you still, and we saw the photos, so we know it's real.
Yeah.
Then when James and Jax get into it, I'm like, Jax, you are 37 years old. You're 37. No. Like, and I know I probably say this every episode, Jax, you were 37 because something happens, but it's like, you know, we get it. You came to the show because you had some interior motives and you got your wish. You guys kicked James out and he didn't get his Gucci jacket. It's like, but why is that a big deal? Just leave James alone.
I would definitely team James this week. And I hope I never have to say that again.
I'm okay with saying it again. I mean, weirder things have happened. So, speaking of weird things that happened, how did you feel about Summer House this week?
Kyle Cook, follow him on Instagram.
I'm obsessed.
Watch his Snapchats. He was skiing this weekend in a mullet.
Ugh. Was it the same mullet from the 4th of July party?
Yes, it was. Ugh. And it's made another appearance, and I fucking love it.
Was Amanda in any of his snaps?
No, I do wonder what the update is that okay. Because...
Well, did I do a deep dive on Instagram? Yeah, I did. Did I find her Instagram? Yeah, I did. Because don't worry, he's never posted a photo with her.
Tell us more.
Everyone, they're back together.
Really?
It's not summer, Mary. Of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Those New Yorkers, they like to be with someone in the winter when it's cold.
It's what do they call it? Cuffing season? That's like the new word.
Oh, just like breadcrumbs.
Oh, breadcrumbs.
Because what Kyle is doing to Amanda this summer is throwing her some breadcrumbs.
Ugh.
He's like, okay, let's sit down. You know, I don't want a girlfriend this summer. 4 a.m. rolls around. Do you want to go out the hot tub?
He's like, but I want a girlfriend tonight.
Yeah, he's the ultimate Peter Pan. And he's always hammered, so he gets really horny. Mm-hmm. And then she just he throws her some breadcrumbs. She comes crawling over.
She like Hansel and Gretel's herself over to the house, and she's like, "Kyle, I just don't want to look stupid." And it's like, "Oh no, honey, you're on a reality show."
Let's like raise your hand if you've ever been this girl.
Thank God for radio. You guys can't tell, but
no one raised their hand.
Nobody, right? No, but I felt bad for her because
I felt bad for her.
But it's good to know. We know that it's a happy ending. They're back together now. Come May, I can't guarantee anything for Amanda. But
right.
In January,
but Carl's doing the same thing, throwing the breadcrumbs at Lauren. Hey, Lauren, like here, I'll still talk to you.
Lauren, like, let him off the hook. We heard for, like, 20 minutes how she was going to give it to him. And she's like, oh, he's not getting off the hook. I am not going to be made to look stupid, Steven. I am going to take him down. She's like, Carl, I bought you an eye mask.
And some earplugs. And sober Carl sucks.
Sober Carl is the worst. It's like, Carl, don't come out to the Hamptons. You are a buzzkill. And you know what? You work for a dental sales company. Get your teeth whitened.
Yeah,
they are disgustingly yellow. And what do we think about this tonsil issue? You think he was really in the hospital? Or do you think maybe...
No, they didn't say hospital. He told
Steven he was in the hospital that past week.
Oh, that's so dramatic. It's like, get your tonsils out.
And he's like, I was at the hospital, urgent care.
Oh, that's so different.
No, he didn't say urgent care. I'm just saying I think that's what it was. But I think she let him get away with it, and I'm just, he was...
Well, I'm proud of her, because if it was me, I would have had about 5 glasses of rosé, and then like, you know what, Carl, we need to talk about something.
And then you're like, and I'm taking my shirt off to tell you about it. Which, don't worry, I'm pretty sure she does that next week, because in the previews for next week, she's like, I'm topless, and you want to go to bed? And it's like, yeah, he already had the candy, girl. He's done.
I know. He's so done with her. But I loved, like, all the lies. It was like, Steven was like, well, you know, we didn't ride together. And also, we didn't talk about this. And also, it's like, wait, all the lies. There's too many lies.
Like, how do you keep them straight?
No, but why can't people just be honest? You say, hey, yeah, at the last minute, we ended up riding up together. Not a big deal. Like, why are you going to lie and say that because you got picked Steven, up at the train station?
Steven loves the drama. He lives for this. He wants to be so involved in Carl's life. Like, he's obsessed with Carl. Like, we're obsessed with Kyle. Steven's obsessed with Carl.
Well, of course. I loved, like, Steven, like, eating his skinny popcorn.
But he was so creepy.
And watching them all creepy from the deck. Then he's like, water aerobics!
Okay, but that was also pretty funny.
Okay, my mom's an avid water aerobic girl. Or woman.
Yeah.
It's literally to her club is 50 to 80-year-olds. Like, that's the age range. She's one of the young ones at 67.
Does she wear a swim cap?
No, but she goes even during the winter. She wears her Uggs, like a water polo jacket, and they get out there and they gossip. It's pretty hilarious. And I've gone to a class, and I will tell you, those moves are harder than they appear.
Oh, I'm sure. I bet it was a good workout. And you know what? Hey, Everett.
I was sore. Your abs. Yeah, you work your core.
But why couldn't Everett just participate? Like, Carl is sober as a buzzkill, but, like, Everett is just, like,
he's like, that's not a workout. You put 50 pounds and you hike in the desert.
It's like, Everett, we got it. You were in the military. Like, point taken. Get out.
Everett and freaking Lindsay with her Hub House PR.
She's like, oh my God, Christina doesn't understand. I had to quit my job on my own volition and then start my own company.
She is her and her mom storyline. Like, she's so annoying that I didn't care for the mom storyline. I was like, maybe that's why she left you. No, that's mean. Also truth, though, probably. But I think they're so annoying, and I think that they think they're really great. And also, hey, Lindsay, I'm glad that your body is fantastic, but you don't need to wear that many deep Vs. We get it.
Like, well, but she also, don't wear your deep Vs when you don't have boobies.
Yeah, I think
she's going to get them done, I guarantee.
She said, today she said, or like on Monday, she said she was like a B cup in the show, and I'm like, no, you're a double A girlfriend. Like, get out of here. Okay, what do we think? Was Christina fired?
100% fired, but she takes her career very seriously. But I was on her side with the whole, like, having the interns at the house. It's like, I wrote in my notes, I'm like, go to Starbucks. And then they said, go to Starbucks. They're like, go to a library. Like, there's so many options.
Or she could have at least she could have at least said, like, hey, it's going to be just for a day. Do you mind? You know, I will only do it this day. Like, the presentation of it could have been better. And Christina maybe would have felt like an equal.
Well, Christina doesn't want them there because she's there all day because she doesn't work.
Well, right. She's like, no, I can't watch reruns of One Life to Live in my sweatpants. Please go to Starbucks. No, but I
can't watch the top of The View. Whenever I'm home on, like, a school day or, like, at my parents', like, over Christmas break, my mom's like, okay, like, well, I like to watch the top 10 minutes of The View. Like, she big mom.
Is she a big Candace Cameron Bure fan?
No, she loves Joy. Doesn't Joy look great?
Joy is still on that show?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, good Joy.
Yeah,
Whoopi and no eyebrows. Did we ever figure out? Did anybody ever figure out why Whoopi has no eyebrows?
I loved her in Sister Act.
Still doesn't answer the question. Okay, that was good with Summer House. I'm loving the episodes. They're still. It's a bright light in a dull Monday of The Bachelor. It, you know, when Monday comes, I'm now picking.
I'm just happy to see. I'm happy to see Kyle drunk every single episode.
How drunk Blacked. Were they from that Blacked. Party? That was like another level of drunk when they were riding home in that Uber. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's quickly talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because I feel like we can't go a day without this.
This was my favorite episode thus far this season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Harry Hamlin, he's a Renaissance man. I think he can do it all. He can cook tri-tip.
He can have pie bake-offs with Cindy Crawford.
I mean, but he's also, he's so not into being on the show. And, like, this is very much her platform. But I think he's, like, respectful. And do you follow her on Instagram?
No, I hate Lisa Rinna.
Okay, her Instagram stories, she has this thing called Longgate. So Harry Hamlin reseeded their lawn, and she would go out every day and give you updates on the lawn. I got committed to it. Their lawn's looking fabulous now. But Harry Hamlin, he's a do-it-yourself kind of guy. Mm-hmm. His next project needs to be their kitchen. It is so out of date.
But what does it matter? She doesn't even know how to work the kitchen. She only knows where her pills are in the kitchen.
That was so good. So good.
I liked the barbecue because, one, it was a real barbecue.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute that he cooked for all of her friends.
Yeah, it was. He stole my heart.
Yeah.
I love how all the girls are really in love with him, too. Mm-hmm. And I love that they've been together since 1997.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever see they used to have a reality show called, like, Lisa Loves Harry?
No.
Yes. And I want to say it was, like, on the CW. Like, remember that show's, like, Popular and all of that, like, way back when?
I think Britney Spears and Kevin Federline had Chaotic on the CW, too.
That was definitely UPN, but, like, no big deal. I know too much. Okay, but this is what bothered me about the barbecue. It was like,
Was it Eden?
It's like, Eden, enough with the fact that you're sober. We get it.
I mean, I guess if you are a sober person, you just have to like fully embrace it and be super committed, which she is.
No, but she's not, because she takes pills. Yeah, there's no Eden. Well,
some people have to take pills,
no, like Xanax. Like she was talking, she's the one. Her and Lisa were bonding over putting Xanax in your smoothies last week. No,
I Eden, know, but like
some she's a pill popper. No, she's a pill popper.
Well, she has to zen out, girl.
Yeah, well, she just, you know, she does 50 Pilates classes and then she's okay. Also, what was her overall?
She's too in touch with her feelings.
Her overalls in that outfit with the off-the-shoulder shirt, and then she had this bright red lipstick, and I am not feeling Eden. She's so annoying. It's like, way to ruin the mood by being like, oh, your sister, I got a really weird vibe. It's like, you've known them for 3 days.
Well, I also like how usually Kyle will be pretty diplomatic and listen and kind of get through these situations, but like with Eden, she's like, no, this is Groundhog's Day. I'm not going to give you an awkward hug. I don't want to talk about this again. Leave me alone. And that LVP says the same shit.
Wait, that hug that Eden gave when Kyle was like, and then Eden likes to give these two long hugs. And she's just like doing the example. And it's so true. It's like, Eden, you're creepy. I'm sorry that the Richard sister didn't fall in love with you immediately. Like, give it some time. That's how you build a friendship. Get over it. And I loved that at the non-white party with the new Gatsby party. We'll get into that. But I love
at the house for sale.
Yeah. What? Like, the owners are cool with that? Like, what? That seems so weird to me. But I did love that they obviously couldn't go into the house because they had to rent the porta potties. That was too good. But I love that LVP stood up for Kyle finally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, telling Eden, like, what did she tell Eden? And I love that
she was smoking a real cigarette.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, I had a question about that. So, Vanderpump is basically admitting that she smokes. Who else do you think on the show smokes?
I mean, I bet Kyle has some puffs. I mean, Kim does her e-cigs.
Yeah. I think
a lot of people.
I don't think Eileen or Rinna do. I don't think Erica does.
Oh, I bet Rinna does to stop her from eating.
Oh.
I mean, I bet Lisa Rinna is like, wait, I'm feeling a little hungry. I think I'll go outside and have a Parliament Light as a snack.
I could see that. Okay. Or she's popping her Xanax, or she's like, you know what? I'm just going to pop a sleeping pill and go to bed.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Okay. So how did you feel, though, that there wasn't the white party this year?
You know, I was okay with that because it wasn't even at their house. What bothers me is that none of the husbands come. Where's Mr. Girardi? Where's Harry? Yeah. Where's Eileen's husband?
Where's the fat burger truck?
There were so many missing characters.
Yeah, and what, like, did they replace the husbands with these ugly, short, brown wigs? It's like, it's Gatsby, not ugly hair. Like, stop. Eileen looked like a witch. Her Spanx kept showing. I did like Rinna's look. Did you like Erica's? I couldn't decide if I liked Erica's. Her hair was, like, almost there. So my sisters
liked Erica's and Dorit's look the best. They were going for the blondes.
Yeah, Dorit looked pretty good.
Dorit, she has a fun style, and her body's pretty good, and that workout was fake.
Oh, when she's like, oh, God, PK, like, I have to do my workout. It's like, I just, everything about that made me mad. I hate when skinny people are like, oh no, I have to work out. I hope I don't have to. I'd rather eat Doritos because my name's Dory. And it's like, you know what? Some of us have to work out. Some of us are fat. We have to work out. We're not naturally skinny.
I died at Orange Theory today, and every single second of it was painful.
I played tennis with a 75-year-old last Friday, and I was winded. I got my ass kicked. Like, I am out of shape, and I'm sorry. I would take that personal trainer any day.
I know. Have you watched Revenge Body yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not, and I'm not going to watch it. I'd rather spend my time watching Are You the One?
What's that?
Oh, can we just do a quick spotlight of this? If you recall, MTV's had Road Rules. They've had Real World.
I'm familiar.
Okay, I'm not sure. I didn't know. I don't know how old you are, you know. They had Real World. Well, their new way of getting people onto, you know, their show, The Challenge, which is one of the best competition reality shows out there.
I love CT.
Yeah, CT's a dad now, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, uh-huh. The things you learn. So the challenge is now looking for new people because they only have the Real World since they stopped doing Road Rules. So now they started this show called Are You the One, where they put 10 men and 10 women in a house and you have to find who your perfect match is. It's really good. You should definitely take a look at it. It's only a couple episodes in. It's been really good. I watched tonight's already. That would be my rec for the week. Are you recommending Revenge Body?
I wouldn't go far to recommend it. I am going to check out that new Jude Law about the Pope.
Oh, the young Pope. Yeah, well, of course you would because, you know, you're a Catholic teacher.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Well, on that note, I think I'm kind of busy tonight.
Yeah, I definitely have to go start watching all the rest of these shows. It's been real, Mary. It's been a lot of fun today. I'm glad we got to catch up. You know, I need to, we haven't done this in the past few weeks, but now that we're celebrating an anniversary, why don't we thank our producer?
Oh, the sweet, sweet Jessica Frayne.
No, Jessica Frayne is our, Jessica Frayne is actually our graphic designer. We should
just
thank
kidding.
Her. We should
just
also
kidding. Rachel! I love you.
We should also thank Jessica, though, for designing our logo. Because it's used everywhere. It's like, whoa, we get way too much free advertising with that from all of our social media fans. Hashtag two judgy girls. There's no photos under it. But we do need to thank Rachel because I harass her after we tape this every single week. And she tried to quit on us on week one. And I'm not going to let her.
No. She'll thank us someday when we're famous.
Yeah, like you're welcome for getting you where you are now.
Totally.
We let you produce our wonderful podcast that's international because it's on iTunes and it can be downloaded anywhere. It's not necessarily because we have international listeners.
Not yet,
but Diffy Eyewear, Flat Tummy Tea, and Sugar Bear Hair.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks everybody for judging with us. We will see you next week. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.